This is Kent Lindquist along with my co-host Bill Sadler. I'd like to welcome you back to another session of The Feeling of Jazz. We're here for the next 2 hours with some fine mainstream modern jazz music, and so you hope to stick around. I'm going to complete my final installment of my salute to Duke Ellington and his compositions. Of course, he was a great band leader, arranger, composer, and an excellent piano player. All of these tracks I'm going to play tonight are Duke Ellington compositions are associated with Duke Ellington, played by artists other than Duke Ellington. We're going to lead off by something by on the Prestige label, Swingville label, by Taft Jordan, who played trumpet with the Duke Ellington band for 5 or 6 years. This is a composition that most people aren't familiar with. I think it's a beautiful thing called Lost in Meditation. We've also got Kenny Burrell on guitar, Richard Wyans on piano, Joe Benjamin on bass, Charlie Persip on drums. Let's listen to Lost in Meditation.
Thank you.
That's a tune that even a lot of lovers of Ellington haven't heard or been familiar with. It was called Lost in Meditation, and it was done by a trumpet man, Taft Jordan. It had some fine guitar work by Kenny Burrell, and the piano was a fine piano work of Richard Wyons.
I'm going to kick off the first portion for selections I've made with the Dave Pell Octet. Dave is a tenor sax player, pretty much West Coast most of the time. He didn't really record with a lot of other groups, but he had this octet that was in place and was kind of a working group. And he features him on tenor, baritone sax, Bob Gordon, trumpet, Don Fagerquist, trombone, Ray Sims, piano would be Don Trainer, guitar, Tony Rizzo, drums, Bill Richmond, and bass, Buddy Clark. Let's listen to their rendition of a tune entitled How Are Things in Glockamora? Dave Pell Octet from a CD entitled Jazz in Romantic Places, doing a tune entitled How Are Things in Glockamora?
Next up is a tune called Castle Rock, which really wasn't written by Ellington. It was written by tenor sax man in the Ellington band, Al Sears, but it's always been kind of associated with either Duke Ellington or the Ellington sidemen. And this is from Scott Hamilton, tenor sax man Scott Hamilton's album, Organic Duke, with Mike Ladani doing the organ chores, Dennis Irwin on bass, Chuck Riggs on drums. Let's listen to a jumping version of Castle Rock. ¶¶ Tenor sounds of Scott Hamilton, backed up by Mike Ladani on organ, doing a little romp through an Ellington-associated tune, not really written by Ellington, but associated with the Ellington sidemen, called Castle Rock.
I want to go to a vocal of my favorite male jazz singer, Mel Torme, from a CD and laser like Great American Legends, Smooth as Silk, or excuse me, Smooth as Velvet. He's going to do a tune entitled, I Can't Believe That You're in Love with Me.
Do my ears deceive me? What is that you say? If I heard you right, baby, I'm a new man today. Your eyes of blue, your kisses too, I never knew what they could do. I can't believe that you're in love with me. You're telling everyone I know I'm on your mind each place you go. I can't believe that you're in love with me. I have always placed you far above me. I just can't imagine that you love me. And after all is said and done, to think that I'm the lucky one, I can't believe that you're in love with me. You up there in the stars above me, I just can't imagine that you love me. And after all is said and done, to think that I'm the lucky one, I can't believe that you're in love. Can't believe that you're in love. Can't believe that you're in love with me.
That was Mel Torme singing Can't Believe That You're In Love With Me, and Marty Paich did the arrangements. I was lucky enough a few years ago at the Chicago Jazz Festival, and Mel Torme is from Chicago, where he was the final act of the concert. And it was just one of those magical nights when it was beautiful weather, the crowd and everybody were all in one, and he just put on a tremendous show. But he's a very talented man.
Yeah, it's one of the best. He's also played some drums.
Drummer.
Yeah. Now, back in 1958 at the Classic Newport Jazz Festival, that was kind of dedicated to Duke Ellington, and Dave Brubeck Quartet with Paul on piano, of course, with Paul Desmond on alto sax, Joe Benjamin on bass, and Joe Morello on drums, played a set dedicated to Ellington, all Ellington tunes. This is a composition called Jump for Joy from an Ellington show that he musically wrote back in 1941 that became very popular, and all down through the years various artists have played it. So let's listen to the Dave Brubeck Quartet doing Jump for Joy. Fork Jazz Festival 1958. It was the Duke Brobeck Quartet playing with Paul Desmond on alto sax, doing Ellington's jumping little tune called Jump for Joy.
I'm going to play a little Barney Kessel, and if you like Barney Kessel, this is a CD you might want to get. It features the first four albums that he cut, so it's a two-disc CD, but it's really four albums. And he's playing in this particular tune is the Begin the Blues, and it features him on guitar, obviously. Then it has Bob Cooper on oboe and tenor sax, Hampton Hawes piano, Red Mitchell bass, Shelly Mann drums. Let's listen to their version of the Begin the Blues. Thank you. That's Barney Kessel doing Begin the Blues, and this CD, it features four albums. As I said, one was called Easy Like, the second was Barney Kessel Plays Standards, the third is To Swing or Not to Swing, and the fourth is Music to Listen to Barney Kessel By.
That's a real buy, Bill, and I would highly recommend that to any listener of good jazz guitar. I'm going to turn now to an album where actually the four artists are all leaders and giants in their own name, but so they have co-billing. We have Milt Jackson on vibes, Ray Brown on bass, Mickey Roker on drums, Joe Pass on guitar. This is from a Pablo album called All Too Soon, the Ellington album, and here they do Ellington's Just a Sittin' and a Rockin'. Thank you. Ellington is just a sitting and a rocking, done by, I guess they called themselves at one time the Quadrant on a previous edition of this CD, but it's a co-billing here of Milt Jackson on vibes, Ray Brown on bass, Mickey Roker on drums, Joe Pass on guitar, from an album called The Ellington Album, All Too Soon, and of course that was just a sitting and a rocking.
I don't think we've played much of Slide Hampton over the years, but he's a great trombone player. He's going to play a CD called Melody, and I guess that's for melody, I'm not sure, but features him on trombone, Nate Davis on tenor sax, Dave Pike on vibes, Hampton Hawes piano, and Henry Textor is on bass, and David Humar on drums, doing a tune entitled US 6.
Thank you.
My introduction to this tune was full of potholes, but fortunately, once we got going, it was smooth sailing. That was Slide Hampton on trombone doing US 6.
You know, Riverside Records was one of the great East Coast independent jazz labels in the 50s and 60s, kept mainstream modern jazz alive. Their first 12-inch LP that they did back in July of 55 was won by the one and only Thelonious Monk. And this was before Thelonious was a household word to most people. The album was simply called Thelonious Monk Plays Duke Ellington, backed up by Oscar Pettiford on bass, Kenny Clarke on drums. This is a tune that Duke Ellington wrote in around 1927 and was played all down through the years. It's kind of a haunting tune. It's called The Black and Tan Fantasy. Was a haunting version of Ellington's great composition, "The Black and Tan Fantasy," done by Thelonious Monk on piano, backed up by Oscar Pettiford on bass and Kenny Clarke on drums. This was from a Riverside album that goes back to July of 1955.
I want to play something to finish out the first hour of Feeling of Jazz by Jimmy Rainey on guitar, and it's from a CD entitled Jimmy Rainey featuring Bob Brookmeyer. And obviously Brookmeyer is on valve trombone, Rainey's on guitar, Hank Jones is on piano, Teddy Kotek bass, and Ossie Johnson on drums, doing a tune entitled Isn't It Romantic?
Thank you.